Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all the phone calls here. Super Bowl or bust, big series starting for the Phillies tonight against the Atlanta Braves. But Hugh, we once in a while, we have something bigger going on around here.
Yes, bigger than all of us.
Yes, bigger than all the nonsense we talk about most of the time on WIP. This stuff is really important. It's the Eagles Radiothon, and there's a lot of different ways, Hugh, that you can support it. EaglesRadiothon.com. You could also text the number 53209 text Midday to 53209. To make your donation today. And joining us in studio, same time as yesterday.
Yeah.
Same guest, Ryan Hammond from
back
the Eagles
again.
Radiothon. And of course, Kylie Kelsey as well. How you guys doing today? Tell us how things are progressing.
Are we making you guys money?
That's all we care about.
So we're approaching $300,000 raised.
Wow.
So we've had incredible enthusiasm from our generous listeners and our community. And we're not done yet. We have a lot of work to do. But we're definitely off to a great start. You know, we have some of our bidders that are watching items and waiting. And the last hour is completely...
Snipers.
There are.
That's what we call them, the shoe people. They call them snipers when they
okay.
get the shoes
yeah.
at like
so
the
we
last
have snipers.
Minute.
Is that you?
Well, yes. No, I'm not a sniper. I never win the shoe auction. Never.
But I feel like just the idea of getting in the game, getting your bid in there, showing what you're enthusiastic about to like you hope to win, you got to manifest it, right?
Yes.
Like you got to put it out there. So
yes.
get your bids in if you haven't and you've only been waiting to snipe, okay?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
But for right now, yeah, there's definitely some really cool player items that we're excited about that I feel like are a huge value. Like getting to have an ice cream party with the Georgia Boys.
That sounds like a country group. Every time you say ice cream party with the Georgia Boys.
We do know Jordan Davis has the voice of an angel, so maybe they'll sing for you too.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else? Speaking of sneakers, you can design a pair of sneakers with A.J. Brown. Now, that's a big item.
Yeah, and that was a newly added item.
Yeah.
So, again, you want to talk about, like, what is a huge value? Spending time with A.J. Brown, designing a custom pair of sneakers. There'll probably be some pink in there, you know.
Yeah, because he's really swaggy.
I mean, they could be Air Forces. You know, I'm not sure. You pick your actual sneaker.
Can it be J's?
They could, yeah.
Jordans?
Yeah.
I'm a big Jordan. Oh, I like some Jordans.
We start with a white shoe as like our canvas. We bring in the designer who does the My Cause, My Cleats with us every year, and then they hand paint the shoes for you. So it's like not one of one because you get to bring a friend, and then AJ gets the pair to match you, but you're in an elite squad.
As a matter of fact, it's you and three guests.
There we go. So,
and you get to come to the NovaCare Complex.
So it's 5 of 5 pair. So elite squad with AJ Brown wearing the same shoes.
Oh, man, how cool is that?
He might order a pair for his daughter, too. So, you know.
How cool is that? You get to do that. You go to the NovaCare Complex. You get to see all that rich history at the NovaCare Complex. And you know what? It all depends on what day you go. Might see Jason there. Hell, Jason's all over the place now. I just saw him on TVs. That is, he might be in the building. He still works out there now and then. He might show up.
He could be. Kylie, one of the coolest things for me, watchers, I'm sure it was for you both when Jason was playing, even now, how much it feels like the Eagles players are into this. It's not just something like they just do because they have to. Like it's almost like they're part of it because they really enjoy whatever their experience is.
Yeah, Ryan touched on it yesterday. I think one of the best things about these radiothon experiences is that it is based on the passion or the excitement from the player. So you're actually getting to engage with these players doing something that they have handpicked. We've had players come to Ryan after doing one of the events and say, I want to do that every year. We've had players come out of the blue who have never volunteered to do an auction item and have said to Ryan, this is something I'm really interested in. Can we make something out of this?
I mean, Saquon was new this year, and he's like, I want to help the foundation. He's like, I like golf.
And that's it. And then you're not only getting to interact with these players, but you're getting to interact with them doing something usually outside of football, and you're getting to see them in something that sort of like excites them. So you're really catching them at their best moment.
I think that's really what evolved from Radiothon. When we started, it was always that you did a quarterback clinic or a running back clinic. It was players doing something related to what they do on the field. And then after we sat down and talked, none of them wanted to do that. They all wanted to do something else that was exciting off the field to them because they really felt like it would help them bond with our fans and our donors.
And it's so fun to do.
Yeah.
It's fun to be able to do stuff that you're somewhat comfortable with and you get a chance. It's almost like a bonding experience, like this axe throwing thing with Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean. And I'm reading here, it says you and two guests will enjoy an axe throwing competition with Reed Blankenship and Coop. And also, this is happening at the NovaCare Complex.
Yeah, so this is a mobile axe throwing unit that they bring down to the NovaCare Complex. It actually looks like a big cage, and they have the targets, and you go in the cage, and you're throwing the axes. And we've done it with the O-line before. We've had a great experience every year. The O-line moved to Escape the Room this year.
That's what
they wanted to try something
stuff
different. Yeah, they're going to compete against people who come in for Escape the Room.
Last year when the O-line was doing the axe throwing, I'm pretty sure one of them drove by that was not originally.
Coach.
Was it? Someone drove by that wasn't originally included and was like, I want to try.
See, you know what? I was
and
about
so
you,
to.
I
was waiting. Coach Sirianni. I can compete and beat all of you. And guess what?
I need to know when this date is because I kind of.
You want to drive by?
Because I've never done it. I've seen it. Like people go on date night and they do the axe throwing thing. I ain't did that, but I would like, this is something that I would be definitely interested
in. This was Hugh's long way of trying to ask if he could do this, too.
I was long talking.
I'm going to put you in the parking list for NovaCare that day. No, but
I was long talking a little bit.
It is funny because Coach's item, he called in yesterday and he talked about, it's like competing with Coach. He plays you in hoops. He like crushes everyone. And I said, it reminds you of like Billy Madison, like, oh, Doyle rules. Like he's just like, no mercy. And then I'm explaining to the donor, I'm like, this is his true authentic self. You're getting this. And he drove by axe throwing and he saw the line. Of course, he got curious. He jumps out of his car. He never tried it before. The first time, it like the axe doesn't stick. By the third throw, he's hitting bullseyes and he's like, I just beat you all. Bye. And I'm just like, that is Coach for sure.
And then I heard Howie this morning, right before we came on the air, Howie Roseman was on. He said something to the effect, if they get enough donations for his, he'll do two of them, which is really cool.
And he's like, I'll throw in my personal tickets. And then after, you know, the Radiothon call-in, of course, I like texted him, I thanked him, and I got his famous fist pump emoji. So he's so into it. And we're just, again, we're really lucky that there's a lot of enthusiasm. They're all checking to see what their numbers are. They're talking about it. So show them some love, guys. And honestly, 100% of your donation to have these experiences is going to ultimately change life. So you're winning exponentially.
I got another one that sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting. This is with my man, Big Play Slay. Philly Suite experience with Darius Slay. That's what 10 guests will receive tickets to a suite at the Philadelphia Phillies game scheduled to take place at Citizens Bank Park. This is next year. Obviously, it's not probably going to be this year, but next year. get to hang out with Slay. That's a big item, man.
It's a great one. And listen, this is for everybody, too, right? You could bid on these big things, which are great. And there's also, if you just want to donate anything, text Midday to 53209. And there's also the shirt, Kyle, that you and Jason are going to design. $30 to purchase and place your order, EaglesRadiothon.com, for the t-shirt. That one, I'm sure people will want to wear. That's going to be exciting to see the t-shirt you guys come up with.
I hope so. Right now, I mean, I feel like we can pretty much guarantee there will be a Go Birds on it. So we can just hedge our bets on that.
That's
that.
More than we had yesterday. It is.
The ideas are we're building. We're building off the ideas. So 5 o'clock today, right, Ryan? That is it all closes today.
Although you could order your shirts through September 30th. Okay. So yeah, 5 o'clock today. I also encourage people to beyond the player experiences that we've talked a lot about. There's a lot of game experience. Run out of the tunnel with the team. We actually show security your photo before it happens, so they don't tackle you and kick you out of the stadium.
That's
so
important.
Don't worry, you're cleared to do that. Sideline passes, standing in the tunnel, high-fiving the players before they enter the field. There's just so many things for anyone who wants to have a meaningful experience with this team, but more importantly, to support a great cause.
It is awesome. Ryan and Kylie, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank you for having
and
us.
Having us be part of this. We appreciate
so
it.
So exciting.
Yes, EaglesRadiothon.com. Hop on there, check it out, donate, and put your bids in. 5 p.m. today are the deadlines for those bids. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Dan in Spring Mountain is up here on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, what's Dan. Up? What's up, pal?
Yeah, sorry to bother you at work.
I love that.
That's one of my favorite lines.
Took a bit.
Yeah, sorry. So I don't think this year is necessarily a bust if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl. I feel like let's go back to the plant from 2021. Planted the roots. It came out, gave us, you know, nice looking. Let's just say it was a sunflower. It came out, and 2022 got to the Super Bowl beautiful. And then last year, we pruned it, we sprayed it, and we killed it off. So then this year, the roots are in the ground. It's going to come back up through there.
It's got to regrow again. Exactly.
That's right. So, you know, this might be the season for those roots to start popping their heads through the dirt, and maybe it will sprout all the way up. You don't know yet. But if you look at the Eagles, the only offensive starter that's not on contract through this year is Becton.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think that if for me personally, and probably this isn't a thought shared by many, if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, I think they're going to be fine. If they have to get to the playoffs at least, maybe conference championship, I'd be okay if they don't win it all.
See, finally, someone's seeing the light here that Kyle and
so
I.
What, man,
if you ever had a garden, you have to be patient here with the garden. Sometimes it blooms when you think, and sometimes it takes a little while longer.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
I'm gonna need that garden to bloom quickly. I ain't got time for what y'all are talking about.
It's the weather outside. A lot of elements going into this.
Man, we're trying to win the Super Bowl this year.
That's wonderful.
I ain't got time for next year. It's Super Bowl or bust.
Hey, Hugh, I looked up Cootie Gracie. It's actually Latin in Ohio, which is where you were born, and it means the final blow is eating the second.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gummy.
That was a lot. That was a long way to get to nowhere.
He did kind of rock you, though.
No, he got you. He got you.
That was not funny.
Yeah, it was
that was
good.
A first-time call for Dan, and that was a good, that's
hey,
a
Dan,
good call.
You call again, bro.
No,
but that
good.
Wasn't funny.
I will.
Dan, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Go ahead. What do you got?
Is it Eddie George?
Dan, it is.
Hey,
yes.
What a legend,
Eddie,
dude.
I mean, that's a heck of a first phone call.
Call
for
of the
Dan.
Day.
He nailed Hughes Clues. He crushed you with the jokes.
That
came
was not
in
funny.
With, came in with the Sorry to Bother You Guys at Work. We host a talk show. I mean, that was good.
I'm a fan of Dan. He rounded all the bases.
No, Dan's going to be a
good job, Dan.
Good caller.
Way to work.
Yes, Eddie George is Hughes Clues today. Hugh?
Yes, and he got it.
Where's he at? Tennessee State?
Tennessee State.
Head coach?
He's the head coach at Tennessee State.
Eddie George was a heck of a football
Man,
player.
Man, he was a big-ass running back.
Was Eddie it fun to tackle
Philly.
Him?
Not at all. Not at all. Eddie George was a load, man. Eddie George is still, like, he doesn't work out. He does, like, a lot of yoga now. But he's still a big dude, man. He ain't no little dude.
He was part of one of the most traumatic Super Bowl endings of all time.
Yes, he was,
Titans-Rams, 99. That, who was it? I think Kevin Dyson was the receiver. And I'm trying to remember the
Came
name.
Came up shorter than short.
Mike Jones, I believe,
who?
Was the line. Mike Jones.
Who?
The linebacker for the Rams. He had the one-yard line. Dyson was reaching out. I like those Titans teams. I wanted them to win with Steve McNair and Eddie George and those guys. Eddie played for the Cowboys, what, just 1 year at the end? I think his last year in the NFL.
Yeah.
He was kind of
unfortunately.
Cooked. He was cooked, yeah. But he went there at the end.
Cooked is so funny.
He was. I mean, he was Taiwan Walker cooked at the end there.
Cooked. He was cooked.
Yeah, good job, Dan. You win the spot and the pair of tickets to the Eagles kickoff watch party coming up here, presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, September 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with fellow Birds fans and watch the Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers live from the stadium seats. We have another giveaway, by the way. I'll tell you how you're going to win it coming up in 5 minutes. Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel 4-pack. Of tickets to that coming up. 5 minutes from now, I'll tell you how you could win that great prize. All right, Fabian in Miami's up. Hey, Fabian.
Hey, guys. How's it going? How's it going?
What's up,
hey,
Fabian?
Hey, Fabian. What are you thinking?
Hey, you're definitely right, man. It's Super Bowl of bust, man.
I'm trying to tell them. I don't know what they're talking about.
Listen,
Super Bowl of bust.
You guys keep saying how we're in a window. We're in a window.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're in the window, it's Super Bowl of bust.
Yeah, but certain years of the window are a little bit more, you got to get it done.
Would you
otherwise,
say realistic?
Yeah.
Isn't that the opposite of how it works? Like, Super Bowl or bust means that this is the window is closing.
No, that means that we're playing semantics now. Because for me, Super Bowl or bust means that's the goal. That there's nothing that I'm selling for anything less than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but certain years it's more disappointing than others.
I will pick up the pieces if that goal is not attained. But right now, it's Super Bowl or bust.
The Phillies are World Series or bust.
I think people are missing the bust part.
If they don't win the World Series, it's a disaster, and it's probably their last chance.
A disaster. It's probably not the last chance, but it's a disaster.
But then it's not bust.
But it's the expectations, the loft. You make your expectations lofty. That's what you're supposed to do.
Go ahead, Fabian.
Joe, you gotta understand, Joe, that this team has already made it to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
But Fabian, I'll let you finish. Fabian, I'll let you finish. This franchise has. This team has not. I think we're underrating how much the team has changed in 2 years. The franchise has. But how many of their best players were big players on that team? AJ, Devontae, Jalen, obviously. But the whole defense is different. They didn't make it anywhere. They're kids.
They better grow up quick.
Yeah, but you got veterans like Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham, Darius Slay. Like, you think these guys are not hungry for a Super? They're in the window for their age. They don't got too many years left.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. Yes.
You keep arguing, saying about Jalen Hurts, how he let Jason Kelce do all the audibles and stuff like that for the protection.
He
did. But you got to understand, with being a quarterback is hard enough as it is. You can't tell me that these guys. didn't sit here and say, you know what, let's try to take everything as much as we can off of Jalen's plate. And they probably just told him, hey, look, leave it all up to Jason Kelce. You know, he's a veteran. He's experienced at this. And you focus on the other things that you can focus
Sabian,
on.
Sabian, I'm sure they did. Jason Kelce. I'm sure they did. And I'm okay with that. And it obviously helped them reach the Super Bowl 2 years ago. My point is not that it's a bad thing. But I'm resetting the expectations. I think he can handle this, Fabian. I think he's going to do a great job at it. But I'm saying it might take him a half a year or a full year to master it, because the first 3 years, 4 years, he's a starter, he's not doing it. Usually when you say a four-year starter at quarterback, you feel like they've got a lot of these little things mastered. He's admitting to us he doesn't have this mastered yet. I think he'll get there, but I'm also allowing for a little growing pains here. I feel like we're being a little bit hard on him by saying, you got to do it as well as Kelce did it next week. It's probably unrealistic.
Joe, all this talent doesn't just come around like every day. You have to understand that. For them to acquire all this talent, they gotta be seeing a Super Bowl. Like that,
help
that's
him
it.
Understand.
Like there's nothing more than that. Like you're not gonna get all this talent just to say, oh, you know what, we'll settle for 10-7 and maybe win, you know, one playoff game. No, you just don't do that, Joe.
I'm not saying they're settling. I'm just saying that's my expectation. Fabian, we appreciate the call. I expect the Eagles players to think they can win the Super Bowl. They're players. They should. That should be their goal. I'm just saying, I just, for me, Super Bowl or bust, that's reserved for a veteran roster who might be towards the end of their window. That's not the way I view the 2024 Eagles. They're young.
Don't care.
But that matters.
But they're old at certain positions, Joe. And I feel like this. Like I said, you aspire every year. I don't care who you are. You could be the Carolina Panthers. Now, it might not be a realistic goal. But
it's not.
Your goal, it's not. But I guarantee you, their goal is to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I guarantee you their goal is to win the division.
Yep.
That's not realistic. Let's be honest. But that's a goal you aspire for. And nothing else matters. That's why when I hear Super Bowl or bust, I hear what you're saying, because you're thinking about the aftermath. I'm not worried about the aftermath. I'm worried about the prize. I keep my eye on the prize. I can give a damn about the aftermath until I get to that point.
Well, the bust part is the aftermath.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Super Bowl,
I'm not worried
or,
about that. Well, how about this? Because you're caught on that. For me, it's Super Bowl. End of story.
Yeah, but everyone feels that.
Super Bowl.
We all – but okay.
The end. How about that?
But that's not real. I pick up
the pieces as I go. I can't worry about the or bust part. But, because in my mind, I'm winning the Super Bowl. I'm going to New Orleans.
Yeah,
I'm
but what
packed.
If we don't?
Head in the sand.
I'm packed. Then I'll unpack.
Hold on
but
a second.
But I'm going to be packed.
Hold on a second.
What?
You have your clothes packed for February?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
But Joe,
the guy doesn't even have a house.
Joe, listen. It ain't going to be a whole lot. It's probably going to be a variation of the outfit that I have on right now.
What's the weather in New Orleans?
It's going to be warm.
By the way, I was wrong earlier on where the Super Bowl is next year. It's not. L.A. is 2 years from now.
Where's it at?
And so this year we get New Orleans. The next year it's Santa Clara, California, where the Niners play. Then,
ain't nobody trying to go to Santa Clara?
Well, we're not going to say no to that.
I would rather go to New Orleans.
I would too.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody fixated on Santa Clara?
Guys, I agree. On the fun meter, New Orleans is way more fun. If we're going for fun meter.
Hey, Santa Clara. No, Santa Clara bus don't sound right.
I don't have the 2028 Super Bowl. I only know the next three. New Orleans, Santa Clara, and then L.A.
I mean, I would go if we go, but
how would we rank
those? I won't be happy.
New Orleans won.
Well, hell, Las Vegas was one.
Yeah, but we didn't make that one.
Okay, so New Orleans, two. Mm. Santa Clara.
That's three.
I mean, if we got to go. Hell, Jacksonville wasn't on the top of my list, but hell.
I'll be honest with you. Phoenix, it was fine. Like, I was there the whole week.
Was it warm?
It was warm, yeah.
Why do you think Rod came over here?
Well, it was warm, but I'll tell you what. That desert gets cold in the morning and late at night. I woke up. Because one of the shows I was doing was early in the morning.
It was nippy?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, oh, I'm in Phoenix. And I wake up, it's like 45 degrees. I'm like, this is cold. Oh, man. All right. We have another giveaway, by the way. 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel, September 5th through the 8th. See the 2025, the new 2025 model introductions from all major boat manufacturers. Tickets on sale now. acinwaterboatshow.com. If you or someone you know loves boats, you'll love this. All right. Caller number two, right now, to 215-988-1258. That's caller number two, 215-988-1258. Wins that four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show. Coming up, we'll get to all your phone calls here. And magic number time for the Phillies. We'll run through all the different scenarios. There's five of them for this weekend for the Phillies. How it affects the magic number, how it affects the pennant race, and how it affects how we feel. That's up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.